This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club. The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
It somehow added two chins to me. I don't know how that works, but I knew as soon as there was because they have
there's
like
something blocking it.
Yeah. But okay, but the problem
or else
is
I'd be wearing it right now.
The problem is I'd be wearing it. I tried to put it on first. I was like, I'm going to do the whole segment like this.
I'm still not convinced it would have got there. That was the problem. Maybe it would have.
I don't know. A massive dome.
You have a really I mean
it's not great. John Thick is my waistline and it's my head size.
What size fitted hat are you again?
Oh, I'm like an 8.
Like, you got a big head.
Yeah. Well, not just that, but like when I attempted, I'm going to say attempted to play football, they had to get me like a double XL helmet, which by the way, humiliating. Like Coach Massey, like every day would be like, kid's got a big melon. And I'm like, thanks, man. Needed that at 15. Really needed that.
Yeah. I just want to play football, man.
And
like,
by the way, he was not wrong, but it did sting for quite a bit there. But no, that is.
I love all the warnings on this, by the way, telling you not to wear the helmet and how it's intended for use as a protective helmet. And that's it.
I immediately put it on, too. That was something we got a good laugh about that. If you guys, one, I'm pro this helmet. We like this helmet.
It looks much cooler in person.
Okay, so I'm not off on that.
No,
right?
It looks much cooler. The matte brown plays a lot better in person. Like I would pick that up and think like that's awesome. You know what would be really awesome with is autographs.
Are you just trying to angle for some autographs here?
No, I don't need any autographs. But like it really would.
But like Miles Garrett's autograph.
Like you get
right
one of those
there,
like Sharpies. It's just like it'd be perfect for autographs. I think football autographs on a helmet are always pretty sweet. I'll see it on Facebook Marketplace in like 3 days, I'm sure.
Only if Jeff Thomas gets to
it. But it looks really cool. It does. In person, it looks a lot cooler than it did online.
So we're seeing the helmet here, and it's awesome. Okay, I already said it was awesome, so I'm not like I'm not doing the Daryl flip flop, which he's becoming known for. What I will say is though, I would now even want to see the uniforms even more, right?
Yeah. I mean,
cause if this gets a glow up in person, I got to imagine the uni, which I said was an 8 out of 10. I think this is a 7 out of 10. I think this now in person goes to an 8 out of 10. I'd love to see if the uni's also stepped up.
I hope you're right. I just think matte always looks better in person. Anything that's like matted like that. I just always think it looks better in person.
That's fair. It's tough to take pictures of matte and make it look as cool as it does. That's a good point.
So this is it. And it's fun. I do understand why people were a little upset that there's nothing on the sides and it just is what it is. But it's the Browns forever.
You know, the only thing I would say about that is, I mean, it's a pretty Spartan look. And so I kind of think like it does fly like... Seeing it in person, you know me. I want a logo on the side of the helmet. And I don't want the helmet on the helmet. No, I want like Brown the Elf. I want a great picture of a dog. Can I get Swagger Jr. at the funeral? Something like that. I'm just thinking out loud.
Can I get the photographer falling off the dude wipe stand?
Now, one of those two things could be a logo that you could use. I will say I get why you didn't put the logo on this. I get. It is a Spartan look, and I kind of think that's what makes it cool. I'd love to see these with all orange unis, though. You know, I'm just team all orange here. Here, bring it back. I want to put it on the Cabeza here. See if we can make it fit a little different.
All right,
let's see
how you do. Because it didn't go well the first time, so the second time is bound to go very well.
All right, did it get any better?
Yeah, no. Right. We can at least hear you talk, though, which is nice.
That's good. I kind of sound a little bit like Bane. Ooh, that hurt. It is just resting on my chin right now. I have a huge melon.
Yeah, it doesn't look good, man.
Yeah. Well, that's good.
This is like a really bad cartoon character.
I mean, in fairness, nothing really looks good on me, and I think I've proven that.
Yeah, but it's up in such a dumb way because they have a stopper there that won't let you put it all the way down, so it just looks especially dumb.
Well, the good news is, maybe I do owe the Browns an apology.
Yeah, what's that?
I hope this doesn't tank the approval ratings of this helmet if the pictures of me get out. Good Lord. That is just on my dome. All right. There you go.
Okay.
That my chin was not supposed to be there. Any of them. Realize what I said. Any of my four chins. That's awesome. I like it. I'm not
gonna stay here for
the
next 5 years.
And I just gotta put it on your side. That's okay.
You want it on your side? Go ahead.
I don't want it on my side.
I was just trying to get away from
me. I don't think there is a side on my side because this thing's up because I think Kenny broke it.
I thought it would look cool in the videos.
And I'm not over Ken breaking it either because he threw a temper tantrum about it. You know you're right. You know I'm right, Ken. I'm not throwing shots. I'm not throwing shade. All right, so...
Oh, now I lost its cool stand. All right, anyway. Go ahead.
Watching you do this should be the video.
It won't stick.
You had it... All right, this is actually my fault.
I had it perfect
in
the beginning.
You had it perfect, and then I wanted to put it on again so Keith could take a video making fun of what a jerk I look like.
Yeah.
And again, hope it doesn't hurt the approval ratings, Browns. I really was trying to do you a solid there, and there's too much mass for it to do a solid for you there on me, but and then watching JP struggle, that was great. So we got the helmet here. We're vibing. We're feeling good.
Mm-hmm.
Ashley Bastock joins us in about 15 minutes, but all right, this might come off like I'm taking a shot at a national host. I want to say I'm not. Colin Cowherd does a great job. There's a reason why he's one of the three biggest names in sports talk all the time and has been for 15 years.
Yeah.
But I know name porn when I hear it. I know when somebody's throwing names out there to get eyeballs. We might call it clickbait. I'm not doing that. I'm just saying clickbait. I am saying it, actually. But with the Browns' uncertainty this year, it's up in the air. Who knows? What does that mean for Kevin Stefanski? With whispers by Greg McElroy that Nick Saban could be coming back to the game. And
then Lane Kiffin not really stopping down those rumors either.
And with Arch Manning... For a lot of people, being QB number one next year, it is the perfect name porn storm, and Colin on the herd this week jumped right into those waters.
This is the worst kept secret in the South. Haslam, Jimmy, owner of the Browns, huge SEC Tennessee booster, leans heavily on the Manning family. Arch Manning is part of the Manning family, and this is where Nick Saban comes in. Saban is incredibly close to not only Jimmy Haslam, but Saban's close to the Manning family as well. And so Saban, if he could land, I'm told, a top quarterback like Harbaugh going to the Chargers for Herbert, he would take a phone call for the NFL. And there are two teams guaranteed to be awful this year in the NFL, Cleveland and the Saints. Nick Saban has coached in Cleveland with the Browns under the Belichick staff, and he coached at LSU. This is not a conspiracy theory. Haslam's circle of trust, according to an article in The Athletic last year, is the Manning family and Jimmy Sexton and Bill Parcells. Sexton is Nick Saban's agent.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club. The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Yeah, this is a conspiracy. Just today, today on July 23rd, 2025.
I have to say it's not a conspiracy theory. I think it only stamps down it being a conspiracy theory, right?
I will. Okay.
A little tough. I like the connecting of the dots, though.
I do. And here's the thing. I don't think Arch is coming out next year. But I do think because of the Haslam's relationship with the Mannings, I think we actually can scratch them off on... If they think Arch is ready, well, he's going to stay one extra year because he doesn't want to go to the Browns. I actually think we can scratch that off.
I mean, if anything, we can even go a step further and suggest that if there was a team that Arch would leave early for, it would in fact be the Browns.
It would be a team with the relationships that the Mannings have, a la the Haslams or anybody connected to.
We've always thought the Saints would be one of those teams as well, but I think you can throw the Browns into that group of teams. I'd say the
Colts, by the way.
You do or don't.
I would say, yeah. Those three teams, because again, Peyton, Arch, the Giants would be another one. That's another team, too. I would say any team that Manning has played for, and then that there's that close relationship.
Well, they've been
really
smart about all this, because now they've gotten basically everyone under the impression that Arch Manning is going to stay for a couple more years and won't come out after this year. So it'd be a surprise. But yeah, I think if there's a certain number of teams, the Browns hit that. But if Saban ended up being the head coach, and you have Saban and Arch Manning, because that's how we're tied together here, right?
Yeah.
This isn't Saban and Nussmeier. This isn't Saban and Drew Aller. If it's Saban and Arch Manning, there's not a Browns fan in the world that isn't thrilled with that development.
I mean, are Browns fans that in the know with Arch?
How could you not be? Unless you're not a college football guy at all.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Maybe you hear Manning and maybe you make the connection there. The Saban thing's also interesting because would we be looking at him as the Nick Saban that won X amount of national championships at Alabama, or would you be looking at him as the guy that went 2 years in Miami? I think there was a 10-win season there, but then flamed out very quickly and went back to college football.
I think you'd be looking at him as, let's see what he does in the NFL. I think you look at him like Alabama Nick Saban and then what he does in the NFL.
My biggest objection is the old thing. I'm not an ageist, by the way. I think
different people wear their age differently, right?
I think he's a young 73.
Can we call him that? Is that odd to say? He's like a young 73. He doesn't act like a 73-year-old in any sort of way.
I think he acts like an 80-year-old.
Oh, no,
with
no,
that
no.
Dour personality.
He's
80-year-old.
No, I think all the different media stuff he's been doing and running around, like he's got his hand in everything, college football still. He's very active.
Mac?
He's the same age as Pete Carroll.
All right, which is 73.
Yes.
Okay. Well,
one's an active 73, the other one less so.
Actually, Pete Carroll is an active 73,
no, he's
too.
He's younger. If you had said Pete Carroll
Pete
is a young
active,
73.
That's a young 73
for
sure.
That's a 53-year-old.
I think he falls in that same category, that young 73. There's old 73s, too. We don't have to go down that road.
Name them.
Well, Belichick's around 73, right? He's dating young, but that doesn't mean he's young, okay?
He's young by proxy.
Doesn't mean he's...
Also 73.
He's dipping in youthful waters, and I think it's de-aging him a little bit.
Wow, how many great coaches are 73 years old right now? Yeah. How about that?
That was a great... Everybody knew that was a vintage year for football coaches.
That's what it is. It's like
when they were all born, they're like, this will be the year. I think it was Nostradamus had it.
Yeah.
When his 17th quatrain in the year... What year were they born?
1952.
In the year 1952, great American leaders will come out of many places and lead a game called football to prominence. It fell apart quickly, folks. Training camp coverage powered by Genesee Brewing Company and Window Nation. I mean, it's okay. It is great name porn in that I think there are people who would immediately be like, hey, you got to go 2-15, but next year you have Nick Saban and Arch Manning. You down to clown? I think there would be a fair amount of people to sign up for that. No, and by the way, it would also make 2-15 so much more palatable. But
well,
I don't
feel
know.
Like you really did something to get 2-14.
I think what's really interesting is 2-15. What's the push and pull of how people feel about Jimmy Haslam around football, where people clown on him all the time and say nobody respects him and he interferes, versus the personal relationships that he has, or at least is alleged to have had?
I think this would be a great spin for Haslam. If the personal relationship was part of the reason why Arch Manning came out earlier than anybody expected, but the Manning family just loves Jimmy Haslam so much and has so much respect for Jimmy Haslam, a million boosted up points for that being your owner.
I think this is more likely to be like, yeah, we do business. We know each other through Tennessee, but there are other places my kid can go, right?
Like back they to seem Texas. They seem like they generally do like him. I know it's hard for us to conceive that.
Okay, this is like the Browns like their quarterbacks, but they're still Joe Flacco, Kenny Pickett, and two rookies. Fair?
I don't know.
I'm not trying to poke too many holes in this, but it does feel a little bit like,
So Coward was really running with the dynamics of Manning and Haslam being like the best buddies. And I guess we just don't know. We don't actually know their relationship that way.
Yeah, like they're plenty
of
people.
They both love Tennessee football. We know that.
There are plenty of people who I like I'm not doing business with. I like personally until we get into the business side of things.
Well, and you'd never say it publicly, but you might take their phone calls and you might answer to things, but you're like, I would never want to host a show with that person. We might like that person, but I'd never host a show with that person. There's people we got that named out for each other.
List those names real quick. 216-474-0092.
But somebody we already mentioned earlier in the show.
What would the reaction be if the Browns moved on for Kevin Stefanski, for Nick Saban, and Arch Manning at the end of the year? Are you thinking Nick Saban in the NFL? Are you just thinking about those rings in college? Ashley Bastock will be joining us. We'll get her take on what camp battles are most interesting and how she thinks this QB situation will go in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club. The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.